The Syracuse metropolitan area gained more than 3,500 private sector jobs in 2017. But as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, there are some weak spots in the local economy.
Karen Napik-Scalzo, an associate economist with the New York State Department of Labor in Syracuse, says the region's 1.4% growth rate is a little below the national growth rate, which is normal for the area.
For Syracuse, that is a decent growth rate, and we're close to where we were in terms of our total number of jobs prior to the last recession. So we've made progress in terms of improving our economy.
Syracuse's unemployment rate in December at 5.1% is also 1% higher than the national rate. Most major industries are growing in the region, which includes Oswego, Onondaga, and Madison counties. Jobs rose in educational and health services, leisure and hospitality, professional business, manufacturing, and construction. Napik-Scalzo says some local employers are experiencing labor shortages of skilled workers.
Some of our defense contractors and engineering folks and research and development people and project managers and things like that, those are all occupations that are very good paying that we need more of here in the Syracuse area.
Two major industry sectors, financial activities and retail trade, had job losses. The area lost 1,100 retail jobs last year, a trend happening across the country. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.